Straight on goal, Simon!
AFCON 2022. My name is Ilozinam.
Your boy, Shia Wolo.
We are live at the
Ball Gecko Park.
The man is electric!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. I'm Yive, and in the house I have Countryman. Introduction. I think this is the first time I'm having Countryman on the same podcast.
Well, yes, this is the first time.
Together.
Yeah, then we have this is the first time.
Naz, don't
no, don't introduce me like that first off. Second off, you're pointing at the camera today, and that's very nice. Mr. BT of it. What brought about that change? You introduce yourself and point at the camera so that, I mean, they know it's my Yive. Hey. Fine boy, fresh boy. Please, moving on. Yes, Countryman has actually.
I will enter you.
Relax.
You know, when there are so many doors to enter somebody, and they are considering which door.
If I hear any of these doors,
let's talk about the weekend.
How was our weekend? Relax now. Let me talk now because you see, I've tried not to interrupt.
Okay, let me start from myself.
I just saw something about not interrupting.
How was my weekend? My weekend went well. Chelsea won, and I won as well as a Chelsea fan. A medal brought back to this beautiful place.
A medal?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
What medal? I went for a football competition.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Nice one.
You know, a Chelsea fan is important as well.
What competition is that?
You get it was a novelty match.
Just one match.
Yeah, just one
match. What position did you play?
I played as five.
Is this Mother's Day competition?
And my assist.
My
assist. My assist would have earned us a goal. Wasn't utilized.
That was not an assist.
But anyway, moving on to Manchester United.
You never asked me about my weekend. How's your weekend?
No, your weekend. I told you my weekend. How my weekend went.
And my club won as well.
So
it was great. I think it was this week we lost to Arsenal during the week. Tuchel was experimenting what I did not understand. We won 9 minutes. It was very, very interesting game. I thought we were going to lose, but somehow we found a way to score.
Just drop points, not necessarily lose.
As far as I'm concerned, the draw is a lose. Chelsea won.
At least, but I know
because they beat us 3-2.
We are better than other people that will be losing straight down all three games.
Okay. No, it's not even that. I was expecting them to avenge us. I was like, for the very few times in my life, I was a United fan.
Did you watch the match?
Yes, I did.
So what did you see in that match?
You guys...
There was Dalot that hit the bat twice though, sure you know.
Maguire is not the problem.
Relax, yes, I know, very clearly, very clearly. Obviously, no, the problem is still more than Maguire. And I don't think I've always said Maguire is
the only problem. Of course, you've been saying that.
Relax, I didn't say that was the only problem.
You've been saying, don't change your mouth.
I didn't say Maguire is the only problem.
For the very first time in a while, this season, I watched Bruno Fernandes and he was not the guy I was expecting.
No, I said about the whole match and like the scoreline and all the controversy and the referees.
You guys are not as bad as you guys claim to be. I just feel...
No, I think that's because we face an equally bad Arsenal side, but Arsenal are better.
No, Arsenal are good.
Yeah, yes, they are better, but they are not also as good as they should be. If you had seen Arsenal play...
No, this is the best Arsenal.
If you had seen Arsenal play Tottenham earlier, this is when they went 3-0 in 20 minutes.
One thing you guys don't realize is that Arsenal has not played anything this season.
They have, actually.
Okay. Should I explain to you?
Do you understand that the manager is the only one that has two managers of the month? If they are not playing anything, would he be that?
Can I land?
Land now, boy.
Apart from the EPL games that we all played, Chelsea have played 25 extra games this season.
Okay, that's another competition.
Liverpool have played 23. Man City has played 20. Arsenal has played 7.
Okay. That doesn't still mean we have not seen Arsenal play well at any point in this season.
So what does that mean? That means they have more time to train.
Yes, exactly.
So we expect more from them. So I'm not impressed.
No, at the end of the day,
do you know what it means to play 25 games? Do you know what it means to play 18 games more than another?
Let me explain one thing to you. First of all, they are not in competition with you. They are not competing for a position with you. So relax, one. You're actually talking as if you and Arsenal are dragging for the same position. You are third. Arsenal are where they are. They are not, what I'm saying is that they have advantage of
less games, no problem.
But that doesn't still mean that they have not performed well at any point in time this season.
I think from my own point of view, they've done well this season, the current Arsenal right now.
Nobody also gave them time at the beginning. Nobody gave them chance that Arsenal were going to play well. When we saw them spend 100 million, they buy
Benzema.
Nobody thought Arsenal was good.
Compared to United,
what I've seen so far in Arsenal's team currently is that I think Mikel Arteta has understand that every opportunities has to be, you know, maximized.
Not necessarily.
Not necessary. It's like,
if you look at it,
if you look at it,
definitely now.
Against Chelsea, every opportunity they had, they utilized it well, and that is why they got all those goals. And then you see Chelsea, the opportunity they had, but
okay, hold on, countryman. This is quick about that Chelsea game. Those goals were opportunistic goals and goals that were made out of just errors, not tactics.
So opportunity comes
that is the player taking the opportunity, not the coach saying, oh, because
it's
I have tactics.
Player, it's the coach that selected them.
Yes, he selected them.
But you know, those goals that Nketiah scored, you know, it's all this, oh, he struggled defender, Bonner drop for him, just kick it once.
But yes.
That's not.
But did you see the high press they
played? We've seen some players misses such goals.
Yes,
of course. So
why are you saying that it's not a tactical?
We cannot leave the coach out of.
Yes, definitely. Arteta has done fantastic this season. Fantastic.
I won't say fantastic, but he has done enough to be there next season.
He has done fantastic recently.
Beginning of this season, if we're going to count top five, it was Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, United, Tottenham. Yes, because they had them beginning of this season. Mm-hmm. So we're expecting a lot from them, considering what he did in Wolves. Then we're even expecting more from Leicester. There were so many teams before you even think about Arsenal.
Arsenal has played well to some extent, regardless of transfers, they've been knocked out of the FA, knocked out of the Cali at early stages, but all those working, their empty times
they've really trained and the team is actually better.
To be fair,
next season they will suffer.
I agree one thing with you that they have not, because they have not played enough games, so they have had that luxury of being able to train and more time to get used to themselves. And we should still be expecting more with that more time. But sadly, I mean, we were where we expected to be. You see, upward.
I'm impressed. For the first time, you have more to be impressed about. In so many seasons, Arsenal fans actually have something to brag about.
Let me ask, they have something to brag about now. It's almost like saying United fans will be happy about fifth or fourth, dragging fourth place.
Arsenal in fifth is massive.
My guy, even Arsenal fans have high expectations as well. Why would they have high expectations?
Arsenal fans expect to be in the top four this season.
Do you talk to Arsenal fans?
Yes. Arsenal fans that we did not know.
I'm in a group of four guys. I'm the only United fan. Three of them are Arsenal fans, and I know what
that's
Arsenal
why
fans
now,
expect.
Because Arsenal
no. Yeah. So hold on. They are around me, and I hear them. No, they are. See,
let me know how many Let's people see. I did not know are Arsenal fans yes. until
relax.
Now.
Relax. That's the best. That's the beauty. Yeah.
So beauty,
you
think,
yes, that's yes. That's no problem. Now. The beauty about this is when you are in close proximity to them, you know that what you think as a Chelsea fan for Arsenal is not what they expect from them. So they criticize themselves more than we
all right,
do. We're expecting less for them, right, but they
let's,
still
let's leave
more.
Arsenal aside. Let's just leave Arsenal. What do you have in the bucket today?
Salah! This is Ball Gecko Punt.
Huge for Liverpool. Heartbreaking for West Ham.
So we're talking about Timo Werner, the rise and fall of Timo Werner. You were calling me Timo Werner.
This is Timo Werner.
All right.
But yeah, hold on. Pause.
German.
No, not just German machine.
We have German machine and we have German bicycle.
I'm sure learning small.
I'm learning small German too.
But the thing is, I think it's too early to say fall.
Yes,
he's still a career, so he's going up and down. And if you don't thought be a late bloomer like Vardy and starts winning golden boot at 29, you see, Timo Werner has had a very illustrious career.
I don't agree with you, but we all agree that compared to where he was coming from,
he's definitely from not RB, on that level. Like, and we've noticed that about
10 games with Chelsea, he was able to score 8 goals. And then,
are you serious?
Yeah, 8 goals,
no competitions.
The first 10 games, he scored 8 goals. So when he came in, he was firing on all cylinders. And you know, the nature in which he came into Chelsea, he was around for months before the end of the season because he left before the end of their own Champions League. Yeah. And then so many people were saying, this is your opportunity to win Champions League. So he was actually going to training.
He smelled. Continue.
He was going to training. He was watching them. He was training with them, but he was not able to play.
Yeah.
So he had that opportunity to gel well with the team, even before Havertz came.
Even before playing.
Havertz came, they met. So when he came, there was this ginger, and then all of a sudden, it just went dry.
What do you think will happen to him? Yeah.
He said there are several interviews where they asked him, oh guy, what happened? Because he still manages to still score anytime he goes to Germany to play.
Yeah.
And then initially he did not complain about style. He was saying it was all in his head. That he got to a stage where, because he came in and then he was scoring goals, the moment he went on this dry spell, he had it in his head that I won't score, I can't score. And then he let it get
but,
to him.
But the winner that I know, he has actually been through a spell at Leipzig and I think at Stuttgart at some point in his career.
Yeah, Stuttgart.
Earlier
in his career, that was into Stuttgart.
I mean, a spell where he did not score for some games. Even at Leipzig, he had a spell of not scoring for like, say, 5 to 7 games, all competitions. And then when he resumed, it was normal service of maybe missing out one game and then scoring two the next game.
But the difference is that this Chelsea one was very bad.
No, to be fair, it's more about the bigger team and
It was more than not. He had sitters back to back. So it was not. It's not. It's, you know, there are times when you go, you don't score goals, but you are creating opportunities.
I'm not going to lie. The player when I was so sad, I was heartbroken seeing him miss those chances. But say Chelsea.
you know the funny thing.
They give me joy when Chelsea they miss.
But the first
like,
time,
it's so painful that my guy I like over. I'm like, you know
the,
what?
You know
I'm
the Chelsea funny thing about this team when I issue.
Yeah.
For the first time in the history of Chelsea, we have a striker that is missing goals that we expect to score, and everybody is behind. Don't forget, we have had Morata, we have had Torres. We have had them.
These are lead strikers. You're not calling dead guys. You're calling the actual proper
and
strikers.
And these guys miss goals and Chelsea turned their back on them.
But not winner.
Not winner. For some reason. And then they asked him.
Because the club will not, definitely will not turn their back on him.
Right.
Because I always say, it's always be difficult for a player from other club to, you know, come into English Premier League where we know that the pressure is very, very
high. Well, he scored already.
He has been scoring. And that's one thing I said. I respected those players from Germany's side. That's why I call them German machine. And any player who cannot meet up to that
I have a different theory to this question, by the way.
I see such player as a German bicycle, meaning you cannot move fast as the German machine. Of course, that's one thing I've seen Timo Werner. Let's not forget he plays in different positions as attacking midfielder, left, right, and as well forward. Do you understand?
What I'm just saying about the question of like why do you think the fans have not turned on him? So I'm thinking about it from an aspect whereby everybody knew that Liverpool were in for Werner.
Okay.
Everybody knew Liverpool wanted to buy winners to complete their triumvirate and everything, to add to their and this thing. But the news that came out was that he picked Chelsea over Liverpool. So getting one over your rivals, your close rivals, would definitely mean that
it's always going to make the fans like him for some crucial games to at least save the club's reputation in some matches.
Even as when he chose Chelsea
because Fernando Torres scored
when you're getting those players from your very close rivals, it gives that extra Van Persie to Man U from us.
So if you look at
a very big smile on my face.
If you look at Timo Werner's stats in Chelsea, the first season he played his 3 games, he scored 17 goals, 12 assists. Yes, all competitions.
That's not then so bad. At least for the first season.
Not bad, really. 17, 12. I don't think Drogba had that number in his first season. Then this season already he has played 43 in all competitions, 17 goals, 7 assists.
17 goals.
All competitions.
He has 17 goals.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Timo Werner has 17 goals.
Oh, I want to confirm it.
Timo Werner has 17
games in the Premier League.
Look, I know he has 4 Premier League goals.
Have you forgotten he scored a hat-trick in the FA Cup?
Pause. He has 17 goals
this season. Now, I'm saying it.
Timo Werner has 4 Premier League goals.
Let me break it down for you. So 18 Premier League matches, 4 goals. 5 UEFA Champions League games, 4 goals. 5 FA Cups, 2 goals. 4 League Cup, 1 goal. UEFA Cup, no goal. International friendly, 1 goal. 8 for Germany.
Okay, it's not right. Now I understand. 8 for Germany, very perfect.
That's still 11 now.
Yes, let me know that when I scored 11 goals for Chelsea this season. I'm not counting goals.
He's playing
for his Premier team. Do you know how to create chances?
So Chelsea is
He's obviously not in tune with Chelsea style of play like the way he is to Germany. So,
he still scored those goals.
Yeah, he scored 11 in how many games for Germany? How many games did he play?
Do you know he has scored like 23 goals and like 50 something goals for Germany?
Exactly. So hold on.
I'm telling you that in the space where he's in Chelsea, he has scored at least this year, this calendar.
Yes, for this calendar year, he has scored 8 goals for.
Five goals for Germany.
Five in eight games.
So he has
scored
11
games
for Chelsea.
That means he has 16 goals, not 17 goals. Yes, 5 in 8 games now.
International friendly, 1 goal.
Oh, and then where are the other 5? The other ones are competitions.
Yes, Chelsea competition. Okay. League.
No, I mean for national team.
For national team, 8 games, 5 goals, okay. 1 assist.
Eight games, 5 goals.
1 assist.
And then he has 11 goals for Chelsea.
Yes, in
all
competitions.
That's 16 goals. Yes, 5 goals for national team, 11 goals for Chelsea.
1 international friendly.
For the national team?
No, for Chelsea too.
Why are you counting? Okay.
Is it there? It's in the stats.
Okay.
World Cup qualification now.
No problem. But I mean, five goals for eight games.
Why,
is not a bad stats.
As I was talking, why if this season too is not a bad start? Right now we know he's in blitz form. In the last 4 games, he has scored 4 goals.
I think his best Chelsea match so far this season was Southampton, where he hit the bat 3 times and
his best game. He scored 3 goals in the FA Cup this season.
I mean, who against who?
Preston.
When you want to struggle to call their name, that's why I said Southampton. That you know that's a credible opposition,
bro.
Yes, Preston.
No
I
matter
mean,
who you score, as long as you are in the English Premiership, have you not seen Preston?
Preston is not in Premiership now.
As long as it's an English game, we have seen several upsets from the worst of the worst teams. So what are you saying?
I mean, Solskjaer won a game 6-0.
This guy
cannot win. He cannot win the Premier League,
bro.
Who?
Middlesbrough. Mm-hmm. Are they in the Premier League?
Did he play ball? They actually did people. Have you actually
because
watched
they beat
them?
You.
No, not just because they
so
beat you. No, they actually didn't play well against me. It was I was
so Preston
was,
can, are not playing.
They are not so good at it. So it's not like I would not elevate a Middlesbrough game and say my player played the best team, a best game against a substandard opposition.
As long as you,
to be fair, I just called Southampton.
I don't water down any.
You said are you calling any team in England?
In England.
Substandard
teams. Yes, small teams are substandard teams. Like, it's not news.
So let's
I mean, it's only Premier League that has. It's Premier League that has money, not Championship, not any other league.
So would you buy the idea if your coach looked down on any team?
I don't know that sound.
Of course, that's what you're saying. That substandard game that saw a club winning.
As a fan, my guy, I'm not as a coach, you need to take every 90 minutes as serious as it can get.
Of course, as a fan as well, you should.
Relax, as a
you
fan.
You know that.
I know one of my players.
There are some decisions you make that your coach also buy into it.
My guy,
are you aware
understand
of that?
Me first now.
No, you are saying
as a coach, every 90 minutes is important to you. As a fan, I don't expect my team, with the investment in my team, to be struggling against Middlesbrough or Preston.
I don't care.
Exactly.
I'm checking now.
They are not on the same level with us. So why am I bothered about, oh, my
Boreham,
team play well? No, they are expected to play well against... My team are against play well against...
Nottingham Forest killed us now.
1-0. No, you're talking like you trashed them.
But they
so
shall
if you can score
them.
3 goals, you shall score. Anyhow, away from that... What I'm saying about Timo Werner, why Chelsea fans like him, and is not just numbers. There's in the stats of the English Premiership, the highest pressing striker in the whole Premier League is Timo Werner. Highest.
We're not going to use that stat. Greatest tackle. I feel like that's what's making endearing it to Chelsea fans.
Fermi
was in the press.
Timo Werner
I mean,
gives his best on the pitch, bro.
So hold on. So that pressing thing is where you now see.
Yes, you see him running
his best
up and down.
He's missing open sitter, open post. Like that's part of him giving his best. Because
yes, you can see it on his face now. That's what I'm saying. His attitude has been spot on. His willingness to slave for the team has been spot on, and he has given several assists at different times, and he's always running. I feel all of these things, we can see the efforts that the guy is trying to put in, and then we see all of this and we are like, oh, this guy can still get better. And as God we have it right now, it seems like Timo Werner is getting back
like Tony,
to
he's turning a new leaf, Fabio.
The guy that we actually know. We hope
for me, I think Timo Werner has not started yet, honestly. We are yet to see his best form that we bought from RB Leipzig. So I believe give or take next season, is going to perform better. I mean, as it is now, he's my best forward in Chelsea. Honestly,
we have several. The issue I'm having with Chelsea is that it's like they are passing a candle. You say Pulisic, you take Ziyech.
No, I think Lukaku.
Oh yeah, give it to Timo Werner. It's very annoying. Yeah. They don't have that too. Two games now.
In what sense? How do you mean candle? You said they are passing a candle in Chelsea. What do you mean, like?
Like each person is getting on fire at different times.
Okay.
So, because there was a time it was ZX going like three games. There was a time Havertz scored 5 games. Timo Werner scored.
That's why it's a team. It's team football now. What do you expect?
Well, everybody keep banging.
It's that team football. There should be that.
You're not ready to win the league. It's when you're ready to win the league that everybody be turning up at the same time.
Everybody was turning up. Until injuries.
Everybody had their own time. This one will turn off from Monday to Wednesday.
That's why
you can literally point out when this player is on form, Lukaku is on form, Werner is on. When you know when Havertz is on form, Ziyech is not on form.
So who is
when
on form? Liverpool. Who is on form now?
No, I'm talking about Chelsea now. Liverpool, everybody's on form.
I'm telling you, everybody needs to be on form at the same time. I know.
I'm supporting your can-do theory for Chelsea.
I don't need to support it.
But you understand that's why I'm clearly showing the problem here that you think. You are saying they should be, but they did not, or they haven't done that so far.
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, no problem then. Yeah, so fine with you.
Keep your supporters for United.
man.
I'm supporting my Chelsea.
You'll be fine.
You were saying his best is not yet to come.
Yeah, his best is not yet to come.
It's still correct.
I'm sticking with the not yet to come. Don't worry.
Yes, because not if you look at it,
it's still correct. It's not yet to come. He's waiting till next.
The expectation we had for Timo Werner. Next season, we share Tuchel. We use him in all matches.
I doubt Tuchel
is
naturally. I think Werner is looking for Tuchel.
Will use anybody?
But I think
he's not. I think he said it last season.
No. This is a different time because he has clearly been pushed to the bench or playing out of position. And Chelsea are looking at.
No. When you say play out of position, play out of which position?
You say style. Play out of style, not style, position.
No, it's style because
he plays everywhere.
That's not Werner's strongest position. Werner's strongest position is the points line.
Okay, you know more than Tuchel.
No, I don't know what that. You know, as a coach, you can use him there.
This is the English Premiership.
You're not understanding me. You can play there, but that is not the position that you bought when I come and play.
Okay,
you
what
bought
position? What position?
When Chelsea went to buy, when I was just going and buy a winger,
we bought him to attack. Anyhow, Tuchel wanted to use him.
But that's a very good use of to side. Was he a striker or a winger? You bought Werner as a striker to come and play.
He's still striking even on the wings. So I don't get
I didn't buy Sancho to strike, I bought him as a winger.
Okay.
So it's not awkward for me to see my coach play as a nine.
Is the wing what's Chelsea's style?
Will you tell me?
We don't have a style, so you cannot say he's attacking or he's wing. He's
you bought
wings.
Him to play the position because as a striker, not as a winger. Yes, he can
he
play,
still
but that's
strikes.
Not what
we use him
for.
In a two-man strike partnership. Several times we use him in the center and it's still a two-man strike partnership. Sometimes we use him on the wings
That's what I'm saying.
Champions League final. Was he not on the wings? But he was striking. So you cannot say he's a winger or he's a striker.
That match he actually plays as a striker, but yes, no problem.
But where was he playing from?
The wing.
So
it's not the same thing I'm saying here now.
What are you saying? No. What are you saying?
You're clearly not understanding.
Oh, yeah, explain yourself. We bought him as a striker.
You bought Lukaku now.
As a top
will
nine.
Will you at any point in the season see Lukaku playing on the wings at any point in the season?
No, for now, nah.
Why don't you do it? Can't he not play it?
He can, but he will not fit into that style.
Good.
And when you were buying Werner, you did not buy Werner that. Okay, next season
we bought him for
chill,
all of that.
Chill. Buying Werner was.
We bought him to strike.
Listen now, because I mean, you bought three very prominent attacking players. You bought Havertz, you bought Ziyech, you bought Werner in one window, and you also still had Pulisic, you had Mount. So when you're buying if you look at all these players and their features, the person that is a nine there is Werner.
Havertz was a nine too. Havertz has always been a nine. So that's why I don't get
Havertz
what you're
has
saying.
Always been a
but
nine.
Werner,
he has always been a nine. I'm going to debunk that. He has always been a nine.
We'll check it out.
He can play it. He can play, but he has always been a nine. Havertz
has always been a utility player. He has always been able to
in
play.
In the hole behind the striker, yes. You need to be a striker. Yes, I can do it. But that is not... Havertz is a CM. He's behind the striker player. You need to, it's like an Iheanacho. Iheanacho, you need Vardy in front of him. You need Osimhen in front of Iheanacho. But that second striker supporting role, Havertz is one of the best players there.
So Werner has always been that too. No, he has always been a supporting striker.
No, Werner has actually been point signed from Leipzig. I mean, he's the one that gives the true balls. Like, he uses his pace to beat the last defender. It's not that he's playing 1-2 with anybody or he's the one dragging position and not dropping true balls. Werner is the one at the end finishing all their chances. But Chelsea bought him and they are flinging him everywhere.
Yes, because
he he can play, but that's not what I know. Me, I know that Chelsea went and paid that money for Werner because they wanted a nine. Not a half nine, not a nine that can play other positions. A 9-9.
Well, what you know might be wrong. So
it's what we know.
What you know might be wrong now.
Oh, wow.
Tuchel knows why he signed.
Tuchel
we all thought we knew why Tuchel signed Lukaku.
Was it Tuchel that signed Werner?
It was Lampard rather.
Both.
We all thought we knew why Tuchel signed Lukaku.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he using him in the role that
because we Lukaku is not fulfilling what he needs him to do.
That's why he changed the style.
Not style. That's why he's not playing Lukaku as much as now. It's very clear now. Like, it's very clear that.
Why did he buy Lukaku?
To play ball for him. To play that
in
nine.
What position?
To play that nine. Center for, what do you call it? Target man. Yes.
But why is he benching him?
Because he's playing rubbish. He's not passing.
He's not playing style.
Yes, wait. His style is end up. No, he's playing rubbish if he's not playing Tuchel style. He can be playing Pep Guardiola style for Tuchel, but guess what? It's going to be rubbish because it doesn't fit the style. So Lukaku might be playing ball in his head, but according to Tuchel, he's not jelly well with the team. He's not passing around. He's not able to combine with. He's not making runs with. He's making wrong passes. So Man Uzo were complaining about control, but now in Chelsea, he looks like a totally out of sorts player. Which is true, I'm here dropping facts here, so that's one side. But now, the winner, he said, winner, yes, he can play wing, but when Chelsea went and paid that money for him, they said, come and play nine for me. With the feature of all the players I had, the only other striker,
Mas was there when they were
no problem, but the only other striker Chelsea had was who? Tammy Brown. Okay. I mean, you don't need only one striker, now. You actually need to have like bounce around them, yes. Change that. So, I mean, you had Abraham that scored 15 Premier League goals for you that year, and you see how it went out there, and that was good. But then, Tuchel doesn't rate Abraham because when he came, Abraham stopped playing. He was shipping off to Roma and he brought Lukaku to play that nine again. And then now he has gone to training and he knows that Werner cannot probably do the nine the way he wants to do the nine. And Lukaku can't do it as well.
Okay.
So let's remove style. Let's remove, I mean, what we know. Just you, what you know as a fan. Is I understand that you want to play it in a way that he doesn't
seem
like.
I'm not playing anything.
Yeah, no,
I'm letting you know that part of the reasons why Chelsea signed Timo Werner is the fact that we know that he can play in several ways.
Yes, his versatility. We always I agreed.
That we had several people that can. And we always knew that at any point in any time.
Will you set an attack of Pulisic, Ziyech, and Werner and put Pulisic up front or Ziyech up front? Either of the two of them,
Ziyech could never play up front.
Hold on.
Ziyech cannot play as a nine.
Let me explain something to you. I'll call all your attackers except Havertz and Lukaku and tell me how they will play if Werner is not the nine.
Okay.
Yes, all your attackers, you have.
We know Werner is a stronger nine than any other person.
Than
any of these other two guys.
Okay. So you know that.
So that does not mean he cannot play other roles.
Yeah, he can play other roles, but when with the profile of players you have, those players are. Are better in other positions than nine, except if Werner is not the one playing it.
So it depends on the style. That's what I've been trying to tell you since. There are times that we play Lukaku to soak in the pressure and put Timo Werner on the run. At that time, he will play on the wings. There are times where Havertz does the same thing. He will play as a nine to soak in the pressure and put Werner on the run.
Okay,
so you cannot say this is the strongest or this is not strong. Depending on your position, depending on the tactics, and depending on the style that they want to play at that time.
So this style now is what has led to this mini fall of Werner then?
No.
Okay, so what's him.
It has been mental for him since. Has changed. Yes. Has anything changed? Has the style changed? Nothing has changed. It has always been mental for him.
You don't think that it's a case of adaptation? Maybe he hasn't.
Maybe it is adaptation too. Okay, but it is not a factor of not using him in the position. When I played as the right.
Yeah,
the last time and he banged in goals. He played on the left. It's the banging goals. He played in the center.
Wait, hold on. The way he's saying banging goals, like as if it's consistent. It's not consistent.
Not goals. I don't mean goal. He still moved. He still caused trouble.
But if you look at let's also say Werner is this kind of player that. A style of play is just to cutting, passes, and he likes cutting into the box. Like, so we cannot say that him playing as a top nine will make Tuchel give him that position to play full time top nine.
When he's not performing, it's Tuchel removing him.
No.
He's performing the position they play you.
It also even depends on the style that Chelsea.
Do you understand? So I think we should.
But I don't think he does well
he will do really well because he needs space. And if there's anything we know,
that's
if you're in the center, you can never get space. But they're playing it over.
Which is what Chelsea, if Chelsea,
which is why we moved into the wings.
If Chelsea plays to his strength, do you think you? I think you'll see a different when Nike. If Chelsea plays,
if
to
Chelsea that, chooses to
counter attacking and quick attack,
throw now depends balls. On the opposition too. So now if we're playing a
Burnley,
Atletico,
Burnley,
oh yeah, but West Ham,
back and they don't have low block.
He won't get the ball. There's nothing he wants to do.
Well.
Because they will always be there with him. Except if we now play through the center and then he finds a short ball and then they quickly put him on the run. But it will be harder because those guys will sit back. So you will not have that space to run. But no matter how you sit back, as long as you're on the wings, there's always space for you to run. And then Werner has shown over time, even when he was flopping, that he has eye for pass. He has always shown it. There are several passes that he always gives Mount. Sometimes he gives those passes. I'm like, man, this guy will do well in the center. If they leave him, that guy don't run, just be giving passes. He knows how to pass. Even when he's down, like when he misses it, he can miss a sitter now and give a very good pass in the next 2 minutes. Meaning the guy is brilliant. And yeah, then him to miss the goals is something that is mental. I hope he doesn't leave. It doesn't look like he's going to leave, especially with this run of form that he has now. Yeah, and the fact that Tuchel has shown to anybody in Chelsea that if you put in the work, show, you will play. So, I like that. So everybody has had their chance. Odoi had his chance. He played rubbish.
I think the verdict, personally for me looking on the out from the outside, I think the verdict is out for Werner this summer. If he plays enough between now and the end of the season, if he also plays well enough to remain in Chelsea's plans for the next season, he'll be there. Because he's also thinking about the way he was not the prime striker for Chelsea and how it should have affected his World Cup chances at the end of the year. So
one thing is this: when we signed Lukaku,
I'm
very sure when I was in the picture, we're expecting,
even with Lukaku, when I on the bench, that's what me I thought. To me, it looked very straightforward.
Throughout when I came to Chelsea, from even when he scored those 8 goals, it was more of coming in from the wings. It was never really the top nine. There were times I played with Sammy Abraham. That is his own personal style.
Chelsea is not playing to his own personal style.
So what I'm saying is, when we bought Lukaku,
the
mentality I had in my head, and from what Tuchel said, he said, I need somebody that is strong enough to hold the ball and play with his back to go. All these things is hold ball back to go, throw pass, hold ball back to go, turn and shoot. So I was still expecting Timo Werner to be there. I was still expecting Havertz to be maybe somewhere in the middle. I did not know where they would put Mount. That was the only person I was even concerned about. I was like, will Mount lose his place? Because Mount is the one that is always playing that back row that Timo Werner seems to be playing. So it has always been in between, who play Mount, who play Timo Werner. This is part of why Timo Werner has really suffered. So when we bought Lukaku, I was expecting, okay, these guys will play together. Because Lukaku, we know he's strong. He's always a threat in the box. Even if everybody falls back and Lukaku is the only one in the box, three players there, you still know that Lukaku can still make things happen. But now Lukaku has come and he has put himself in trouble with his own mouth. And Timo Werner has found a way to even outscore Lukaku. We are at the point where Timo Werner is better than Lukaku. So I don't see Timo Werner going anywhere. If there's anybody that should leave, it's Lukaku. He should just pack his bag.
Nobody
wants to sign him. You know the funny thing
that
happened.
They want to waste that money.
No, they will sell him 76 million or 75.
Who is going to buy him that?
There was talk this week. They were saying Lukaku is going to AC Milan. And then you know the shocking thing, AC Milan came out and said, no, we're not interested in signing Lukaku. I'm like, these guys are mad. They don't even allow the rumor drag.
It's not everything you're allowed to say.
Lukaku, I don't think anybody is going to sign Lukaku. He has put himself in.
Inter Milan might still sign him.
Inter Milan, don't worry.
You see, the bond between the two of them is actually.
You're forgetting that Conte is there.
Inter Milan.
Inter Milan.
That's what I'm saying.
Conte was the driving factor.
Lukaku went to Inter.
It was part of the resurgence of him. Conte was the person that turned him to something else.
No problem. I think he can still do it at Inter Milan. Inter Milan has not seen change. They still have their players. They still have the core of the team that won the league. Just Lukaku and Hakimi that are not there.
Let's see if they will be interested in signing him.
He's the top striker. I think there will still be interest. But
if there's anybody right now, I don't know who Tuchel has in mind. But if there's anybody I'm looking at, I think that Benfica guy. is good.
Everybody, well, it looks like long truth. You said the shiny teeth. Who are you looking at?
I was crazy about Alan initially, but
you don't have Alan money, don't worry.
These days we have it if we want to sign him.
Sorry, there's money.
How much is Alan?
There, you have Alan money salary, not even this risk loss. Yes, who was in your own mind?
We will not scatter the wage bill for him. That's it. Exactly. It's not like we don't have his money.
No, you don't scatter the wage bill because you don't have
already. Self, all the new people that are coming into Chelsea, they're all saying it's that they are going to provide money. The new buyers,
oh, you never have one yet, it's natural.
All of them are already saying
that. Are you already targeting Haaland?
Mm.
What was your own pick for new striker next season?
As it is now, I don't want something that is overhyped. You understand?
So
I don't
want.
I just, for now, I don't even have any striker in mind.
Like, so it's defense that is even on my mind.
Because to me, our striking line is good. The only problem I have is my defense line. Seriously.
True. You won't like Benzema.
No. Benzema cannot play in Chelsea.
At least not going to score against you guys. He'll score for you guys this time. But yes, just.
I wish there can be like a United Real Madrid match.
Sorry. Always looking for a way to turn the shots back. But maybe let's.
Benzema is on fire now. He will score anybody. That's what I'm telling you. It's not a Chelsea issue.
Anyways, I think my last note for Timo Werner is that he should just try and adapt on at least try to take any tactics, any style that the coach is bringing in. I think if he does that, that will also help him to excel his career in Chelsea.
I don't prolong this, but quickly, how many years does he need to adapt? Because this is already
he still needs to adapt.
I'm talking about me, I'm talking about myself. I'm looking at all of you.
You think he has adapted?
I think he has adapted, but still at the same time, he's still not performing to what he should perform.
So,
if he's not performing,
when he's not performing, the dynamics he has not adapted, but
it's consistency issue now, it's not about him not.
If he has adapted, you give you that concern level you had at Leipzig.
Now, if you are talking about adapting is a factor of I don't understand this game yet, or I don't understand how these people play yet. No, that's not the problem of Timo Werner. The problem of Timo Werner is consistency issue, and this boils down to him mentally, because we all know. The quality that he possesses. We all know he's a very good penalty taker, good passer, good runner. Team player, he can still track back, get the ball. So it's mental for him. It's for him to maintain this quality that he's showing, especially now. And I believe with the fixtures that are coming up,
You have 4 or 5 games.
I see him play well when he's being paired up with Kai Havertz. I think the coach should also try to do more of that.
It's him. Just play. There's no he can play with this. He has proven that he can play with the style. In the last 5 games, he has proven that. So it's not a function of who is on the pitch with him. I feel give him more time on the pitch. Let him play more. Don't take him off. There were some matches that he took him off, and he was the star player. He has a goal, he has an assist. Why are you taking him off? Leave him on the pitch. Let him play full 90. Let him feel important, because he has a song already. Everybody loves this guy. Let him play. Keep him on the pitch. If you are taking anybody off, take Havertz out. But you can't take Havertz out sometimes too. You don't have to change if you don't have to change. Leave the game as it is. So let him play more. Let him develop. But is he going anywhere? Hell no. Even when he was playing crap,
I don't say
he
that.
He chose to stay. You don't get. There was a time he was playing crap, but he said no. He had offers.
Anything can happen.
Let's see. Chelsea is not a selling team in the first place. So I said maybe because now we are getting new owners, and I wonder the style that they are going to bring to the table.
In Jesus' name, new owners and Tuchel, I hope they are going to listen to the Borgen podcast and listen to Maivi's plea. For not selling is a plea. Don't worry, look at me with that kind of eye. Is a plea that they should not sell Werner, and the new owner should not touch his
key to his selling club. Like a bad guy. Is it the Madrid jersey that is making you forget your story?
It's quite interesting seeing a Man U fan wearing a.
I think it's
one of the problem of Man United. It's not consistent.
We addressed that already.
Yeah, it's not consistent.
He just has the jersey.
already addressed that.
Tunkey, please listen to podcast. So, that's the only message I have to pass.
It was great hanging out with you guys today.
It was not so great hanging out with you, countryman.
Why?
Well, maybe you delay. Why knocking sense? So yes.
By knocking for it.
Thank you very much. No need. But guys, this is peace out and goodbye.
This is my debut, and I wish to be coming more often. And more conversation, other topics.
We can't hear you. Can you speak into the mic? You know, my countryman is always the one behind the mic. He's always telling us that.
I mean, you.
We can't hear.
You hear me when you hear me when you listen.
Mr. Producer.
You hear me when you listen to the podcast.
You increase your voice. All right, so catch you later. And it's a great week this week, man. Champions League and everything. Great, great week. End of the season. Tension to fight
so
everywhere.
So sad that Chelsea is no longer. They pay me, sha.
All right.
For more podcast episodes, visit all your podcast listening platforms or story.bullgecko.com. Also, follow us on Instagram @bullgeckopod.